From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. More die at sea. The Save the Children aid group reports about 40 migrants may have drowned Sunday in the Mediterranean Sea when the rubber dinghy they were on either deflated or exploded as they tried to reach the coast of Italy. The humanitarian group said survivors of the accident reported that very many died when they fell into the sea.
2 weeks ago, 700 people died in one day. These are numbers equivalent of a war zone.
Will Turner is with Doctors Without Borders.
People were cramped in like sardines into this boat. We took over 3 hours to offload people, and the boat just never seemed to get emptier.
There have been more than 1,750 deaths this year in the unrelenting stream of migrants. U.S. President Barack Obama has nominated Marine General Joseph Dunford as the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He will replace Army General Martin Dempsey as the nation's top uniformed military advisor. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry arrived in Somalia today with promises of reopening the U.S. embassy in the capital, Mogadishu, and the will to broaden U.S. assistance to Somalian security forces. The Islamic State militant group is claiming responsibility for Sunday's attack on a convention center outside of Dallas, Texas. The incident took place during a meeting where activities included a controversial cartoon contest depicting Muhammad, the founder of Islam. Any depiction of Muhammad is offensive to many Muslims. Police have identified the assailants in the attack as Elton Simpson and Nadir Sufi. They shared an apartment in the neighboring state of Arizona. This is VOA News. British voters will be going to the polls Thursday in an unusually complex multi-party parliamentary election. Neither of the two largest political parties, Labour and the Conservatives, appear poised to gain a majority, which means one or the other of them will likely have to form a coalition government with smaller parties. Tom Mladzinski leads the polling company ComRes.
Post-election, we're going to see all the parties enter into negotiations, whether it's Labour or the Conservatives with their prospective partners, Liberal Democrats and the SNP. David Cameron will stay in Downing Street until a deal is done.
There was also election news in the U.S. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee became the latest Republican to join the growing crowd of candidates for his party's presidential nomination. During his announcement speech in Hope, Arkansas, the governor took a hard line against terrorism.
We will deal with jihadis just as we would deal with deadly snakes. And let there be no doubt, Israel will know, as will the whole world, that we are their trusted friend. And the Ayatollahs of Iran will know that hell will freeze over before they get a nuclear weapon.
Huckabee is popular with social conservatives. He is considered a long shot for the nomination. The United Nations is making a renewed effort to find a political solution to Syria's four-year-old civil war as casualties continue to mount. Syria's warring parties have begun informal consultations with the UN Special Envoy on Syria. Lisa Schlein reports.
Successive efforts to reach a peace accord have all ended in failure. So UN Special Syria Envoy Stefan de Mistura is being cautious and deliberately dampening expectations about the outcome of these talks. He prefers to characterize them as serious consultations. During the next 5 or 6 weeks, he says he and his deputy will engage in one-to-one structured discussions with as many actors involved in the Syrian conflict as possible. De Mistura says the goal is to gauge whether another round of formal peace negotiations will be feasible in the near future. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Thailand's ailing king, Bhumibol Adulyadet, the world's longest reigning monarch, has made a rare public appearance. He appeared on television in Thailand to celebrate the 65th anniversary of his coronation. A strong earthquake shook Papua New Guinea on Tuesday, causing little damage. The U.S. Geological Survey says the 7.5 magnitude quake struck at a depth of 42 kilometers and was centered 130 kilometers south of the town of Kokopo on the island of New Britain. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.